Hey everybody, this is Hillary.
This is Sarah.
And we're here, we're back, we're finally back. We did not die, thankfully. We are still living. And we're here to chat today on Am I Coming in Clear?
Oh my gosh, we have been gone.
We ghosted you guys.
We so ghosted. Hard.
In the light of Halloween, we did ghost all of you. But I'm sure all of you can appreciate crazy, busy lives. I know starting for me, I think it really started when my husband had the surgery. He had his leg surgery, and then I couldn't leave because he couldn't lift.
It started before that because we were talking about bitches in September. That was our last episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so his surgery is, like, the end of September.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been rough, y'all.
It's been a rough.
Real rough.
Real rough.
Like, McGruff rough.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, between that and work and family.
Oh, my gosh. I quit everything. This is the only thing that makes sense. Okay, so we were like, what are we going to talk about? Even though it's been
forever. It's been a decade. Yeah.
And I just happen to have a fundraising pamphlet on my table. And so Hillary, of course, is like, oh, I'll order this. And I said, well, we got to talk about it because I'm really upset about... Okay, I don't want to say really upset because I could care less. But I'm not going to lie. I was hoping we were going to sell the cookies, not the popcorn.
Not popcorn.
And the thing about it is there seems to be this one particular family that is anti just deliciousness because there's eggs, peanuts, what have you in the products. And so we all have to suffer.
Right. You can't give options.
How about you just not order it?
Right.
Or don't sell it. Or don't contribute. It bothers me.
Yeah, that's not fair to limit it to something. I mean, not that popcorn isn't good, but cookies sell better. I mean,
exactly.
Ask the Girl Scouts.
Right. If we are trying to raise money for the school,
get the best product.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Apparently, though, it is because I'm selling tubs of popcorn.
So literally, there's a family that says, mm-hmm. We don't want cookies because there's nuts or egg.
Yes.
And they have an allergy? Is there a person? Okay.
Yes. And this was an issue also for Trunk or Treat. That we were not allowed, or actually before Trunk or Treat, there was a special event at the school. And I can't remember what we were thinking about bringing or what have you, but the parent was like, I will bring the snacks because we have a food allergy. And I'm thinking, I don't have a food allergy. I guess I'll bring my own. It's just odd to me. I don't remember. Well, I remember when I was in school and Lucy Goosey over here is allergic to peanuts. She just didn't eat peanuts.
Literally. Actually, I had one of my closest friends. We knew she was allergic to peanuts. And like, you know, before sporting events, they would bring in the meals. The parents would bring in the meal in my school. She ate something and didn't realize it had peanuts in it. And then in the middle of the game, like started having a reaction.
Whoa.
And it was... But... So that's, she's probably the reason that we have to have these things.
Yeah.
But I mean, normally she would just know.
But she
like,
didn't know.
If Mama, you know, Chandler brings in peanut butter cookies, she just doesn't eat peanut butter cookies.
Yep. No, thank you.
Yes.
That's typically
we're
what
not
we tell
worried
our kids.
About
no, thanks.
Airborne allergies happening here. I mean, they can be in the same vicinity.
Right.
But no, the rest of us have to be limited. Are they allowed to take like peanut butter sandwiches to school?
No.
Yeah, same here.
No.
Yeah.
And I actually got an Alex today because he packed peanut butter crackers. And I said, you can't do that. He's like, oh, no. Did I get Cone in trouble? No, you didn't, but...
Yeah, Miss Trenchbull threw him in the skiff.
We
got it.
We skated past the guards this time. We may not be so lucky next time. I mean, to the point where... this is a sidebar, but because they're an eco-friendly school, I made the mistake of sending a pouch. They poured it out of the pouch, put it in his little, like, because I send, you know, the trays, poured it in the tray, and then provided him a spoon to spoon it out with. And sent it home, basically, to give me, it was like getting the horse head on your doorstep. Don't do this again. Don't do it again.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Out of control.
That's insane.
A bit much. So now I'm like, okay, taking everything out of the pack, packing it.
Just right. Yeah. Wow. That's excessive. Mm-hmm. I want to be sensitive to people's issues, but for a fundraiser, that's absurd. That's
completely.
And like you said, like, why does one family get to make that decision?
So allegedly people were voting on this. Like, do you want cookie dough or do you want popcorn? But I have a feeling that...
She bullied and, like, strong-armed. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we can't do this. Like, this isn't right for the kids that can't have it.
Exactly.
The families that can't have it. Then just don't buy the one without chocolate or peanut butter in it.
Right.
Or if it's an egg allergy, I guess.
But what if it's not your immediate family? You could still sell the dough to your grandma, grandpa, exactly. Mom and dad, or whoever, and get
co-workers,
money for the school.
Whatever.
That's what it's for. It's for money for the school. It's not really about your family specifically. And actually, it does benefit your family if you're selling things that are popular. Because then that means there's better stuff at the school for your kids.
Exactly.
Weird.
Hate it. So weird. Olivia has the same thing. They call it the Christmas Classic. They've been doing it for years. Normally they set up tables and have a bake sale and then they have like other vendors come in, but because of COVID, they've condensed it down and they've given us like a few options of cookies and and like their desserts. And then, you have to order online and then drive through and pick them up and Santa might visit your car. Mm. And I mean, they have like, almost, I would say like Polish cookies, like two different types of Polish cookies.
Interesting.
Like a rum cake. I know. And some like butter ring or some like a Danish almost.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not where I thought.
Then they have, which is what I went with, was they have Christmas cookies already cut out, and they send you with all the stuff to decorate it. So it's like that's set up for you.
Oh, neat.
And I said, you know what? That's like the safest thing, you know? Like,
right.
You know?
When it comes to people making...
Because it's all made. I mean, at the parents... meeting, they were telling us how last year they were making cake pops the night before, like hundreds of cake pops the night before, and they won't ever do that again. And like the people I know that were making those, I would trust, but you know, we had a pretty bad experience at work with eating a homemade baked good.
Oh God. I didn't even eat it. I did not even
we
eat
did,
it.
All you needed to do was, did I eat it?
No,
we just smell it.
Absolutely not. You did.
It was
not eat
putrid.
It.
Yeah.
No. No.
Mm-mm. It was terrible.
It got tossed. Look, what was it? A pumpkin roll?
A pumpkin roll.
Smelled like tuna.
Disgusting. So to give a little context to our wonderful listeners out there, at our office before
pre-COVID,
of course, we would frequently have food days. These really great potlucks, and everybody brought in something, and
the
it was
best. A breakfast.
We did a breakfast theme.
God.
Brought in a waffle maker.
Yes, we did.
We did a chip party where everybody just brought in chips.
The best.
Whatever you wanted, chips. And we ate 20 bags of chips all
Delicious.
Day. It was the best. But on this one particular event, a colleague brought in this pumpkin roll from some woman... Opal Skaggs.
Oh, boy, you dropped the name.
I did.
Oh, jeez.
Because I don't even believe it's a real name.
It sounds...
Fishy. pun intended.
Well, the role.
Yeah. And they brought it in from this woman and said it's really good. It's, I think, wasn't she like
everybody raved about it. They were like 5 stars.
Yes. Yes. It should be sold by
nationwide.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yes. It should be in stores.
Peddle it to the masses.
And I don't even know if it was probably you that discovered it first. I feel like
probably because I smell everything.
Yeah, that's why I was saying that. Like, you smell everything. And you smelt it, and it literally smelled like straight
tuna
fish. And I don't know if you guys know this, but you don't use tuna in a pumpkin roll.
Spoiler!
Spoiler alert, yeah. If anybody's making one for the holidays, don't use tuna. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. So it was not a pleasant...
It was awful.
Just needless to say, we left that one alone.
We for sure left it alone. I think actually everyone left it alone that year.
I don't think a single soul touched it.
Yeah. Not even the person who brought it.
Who brought it.
And who raved about it and said this was the best thing that ever hit their lips since their husband. Just she didn't say that. Nor would this person ever say that.
No. But yeah, those baked, home baked. Mm. And that's not a fundraiser scenario, but I had not a similar situation, but like to mirror that at my previous job. One holiday season, this woman came around and was like, I'm selling these pies from wherever church, and you know, we're doing it to help people for the holidays. And of course, here's me, the bleeding heart, and I'm like, oh, and there she said, this is the best apple pie you're ever gonna have. And
they have to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, she was like our parishioner, whoever, our person at our church, so-and-so makes it, and everybody just raves
it's
about
basically
it.
Made by Jesus.
It literally was. Yes.
Hands of God have made
holy
this
water
pie.
Everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, I'm a sucker for an apple pie, okay? And at that time I was still working with Dylan. I don't think people really knew about us still. So, like, I knew he loved apple pie. So, I knew if I got this pie, like, I could, you know, schmooze him a little bit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not that it takes much, clearly, an apple pie. So, I ordered this apple pie, and I'm, like, so excited for it. But it takes weeks and weeks to come. And the woman comes around to deliver it and hands me a pie from GFS. And at first I thought, well, maybe they're just using the container. Who knows? My grandma reused sherbet containers and butter, you know, whatever. But when I opened it, it was clear that this was just a pre-made GFS pie. And I got hosed paying $12 for...
When you could have bought 12 of those at GFS.
Exactly. I was so mad. I mean, who pulls one over like that? And like if some, and she didn't even, she just was like, here's your pie and walked away. No explanation.
Damn right she walked away because she knew she was wrong. she didn't put Jesus' name on it. She was like, it is a holy pie. Hallelujah. Here's your pie. And then she ran the hell out of there. She was like, here you go, bye.
I mean, I was so, oh my gosh. She really pulled one over. So I ended up making it like that day because I'm like, I'm not taking this home. We had like a...
Oh, you baked it there?
I don't know if I ever told you this part. We had like a little convection oven in our office. Oh my God. And so I put it in there and the door wouldn't shut all the way. So I had to like force it shut and it baked for like... I don't even know, probably 2 hours. But so like all the stuff inside was starting to burn it just stunk the whole office up at first. But then it started smelling really good and everybody wanted to come down and have the pie. And
so was it edible?
It was edible. It was good. You know, it was good. It wasn't what I was expecting, but it was good. But that's, I mean, hilarious. It's once again, people like getting you.
The audacity. So that makes me think of how I said, I'm bringing back Bozo.
Straight up.
But,
Bozo.
But, okay, who was the Bozo, though?
Me.
I hate that for you.
I do, too. because
but I guess we've all been a bozo some scenario.
We've been bozo
in multiple scenarios, but I just feel like the term bozo
is so fitting.
So fitting for everything going on.
So, everything. Yeah, my sisters and I, at the end of every year, we pick a word of the year. And I think I'm going to have to raise that one. Like, this is it. Yeah. This
2021.
Is year of bozo.
Year of bozos.
Yeah.
And complete circusry.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a word, but I'm making it a word. It's ridiculous.
For sure. But I definitely felt like one. But shame on that woman, too. Oh, I hate that stuff.
Yeah, she's wrong. She's wrong for that. I hope she had diarrhea for a week.
Yeah, I hope her pie was tainted.
I hope she got a tuna roll. She got a tuna roll in her stocking because she deserved it. Oh, my God.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the fundraisers for the kids, I mean... I get it. It's hard to turn it down.
It is.
Like, my niece and nephew, their school does a fundraiser where they have to do laps. Oh. And you're essentially betting. Mm-hmm. It's gambling.
Right.
How many laps they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And you put a dollar amount on it.
Right.
And then you can also just donate, like, a set amount. So I always say they're going to do the most because I know, you know, I want them to know that I believe in them, that right. They're going to do the most laps. Awesome. And yeah, right, exactly. Giving them a complex. You have to do this many to get this money.
And for the kids.
But, you know, that's a nice one, yeah. You know. Or one year they sold Yankee candles. I mean, that was nice. That's a nice one.
Real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But
that's one I can, yeah, okay, I can get behind.
Especially like around the holidays. Like, people want that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Another coworker where I worked previously, his stepdaughter was selling like Christmas, like the wrapping paper and the little, you know, that catalog that you get.
Oh my gosh, I dreaded doing that when I was in school. But I always did well, but it was like, I hated doing it.
It's like you have to go peddle this entire catalog of product. It's like, I'm not a salesman.
I'm five.
Literally.
I just want what's inside the wrapping.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're going to make me sell the wrapping paper that Santa's going to bring me?
Right.
How did Santa pick, did Santa get one of these catalogs?
Oh, right.
I mean, that's essentially
that's literally
what it is.
I do. I'd be like, Grams, I want my stuff to be wrapped in this blue one. Snowflake.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
And then that was like my one sale.
Yeah. It was always the grandma.
Always.
Like, my grandma was the only, my grandma and my aunt, those were the only two because we lived next door to each other.
And it was expensive.
It's so expensive.
I mean, you could get two of those tubes for the price of one in this book, and then it didn't come until after Christmas anyway.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, well, thanks for nothing.
It's so expensive.
Awful.
So my friend, he's like, you know, just pick out your order. You don't have to pay until later or whatever. And he felt bad even asking, but his wife is cuckoo, ca-choos. So she made them bring it, and it was one of those four situations. So I was like, oh, yeah, give me this. And it's like a wrapping paper organizer that hangs up. It's really cool, right?
Very Macy's.
Yes. So I said to him, you know, let me know when the money's due. I'll, you know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, I will. And then like a month later, the stuff just showed up. And he's like, I felt so bad making you pay. I just bought it for you. I was like, that is so nice. Sweet. And thank you, because I didn't want this to buy this stuff anyways. You know,
feel... You did it.
You feel bad. Yeah, but I still have it. Still use it.
But isn't it funny? You never feel bad about giving half your paycheck to Girl Scouts for their cookies.
Ever.
Never.
You know, I never had a Girl Scout cookie until like 2 years ago. Never. I never had one. But my mother-in-law is like a sugar addict. So she has like 17 boxes.
Gosh. What did you have?
I had the ones that are like the Lorna Doones, the shortbread, and
those are my favorite.
The lemon.
I think those are the trifles.
Trifles, yeah. And then
I like the lemons.
The lemons, and then the peanut butter, of course.
Oh.
The peanut
butter. Dosey
Doughs,
I think that's
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those. Mine are the Samoas with the chocolate and the coconut.
Mm-mm. I don't like coconut. So.
Oh, man. So good. Yeah. But I did not come to respect those until I was an adult.
Those are very much an adult type cookie. All of them are.
They really truly are. I mean, the trefoils, I remember that was my biscuit. You know, when I was little, I would dunk it in my tea and just
aww.
Like, oh, yeah. 52
doing right this. Yeah,
but it's so those are the best,
the shortbread, like yeah. those are yeah yeah, yeah.
Although I do like the Lorna Doones better.
I love Lorna Doones.
Oh my god.
And you know what, those are never on sale.
You can't even expect
I know when I had Olivia, the hospital had them in their like little snack area. Came home with so many. Because I'm like, I just did all of that work. I'm bringing home as many Lorna Doones as my insurance will cover here.
You know, the first time I had a Lorna Doone was on a flight to Florida. Yeah, they had them. They were serving those on the...
They do that. Those and the Biscoff cookies. Have you ever had those?
No.
They're like a... They're like a gingerbready, like nutmeggy cookie.
Okay.
I
can get behind that.
Yeah, we just had them when we flew a couple, like, was that last month? I ended up getting some at Kroger because they're so good.
Really?
Yeah, they're so good. I should have brought you. I have, like, little mini packs I bring in.
Because I like the ginger
cookies. It's a very spice-based cookie, and it's so good. They're really, you'll like those. But, anyways, yeah, the Lorna Doones. One of my girlfriend's moms growing up, she always had those. And that was the first place. Yeah.
Very ritzy.
Yeah, very.
I know when after I had those cookies, I was desperately trying to find them because I'd never had them before. So I was like looking all over the place.
Yeah.
And they really haven't sold them, to my knowledge, in the store for very long. So then I would find them in like vending machines and stuff randomly, and they'd be like $5. And I don't carry $5 for a vending machine. So I still didn't get them. But I'd be super sad. And then when I finally found them at the store, I'm like, $10? I mean, that's an exaggeration.
I mean, they're pretty close.
Yeah, it's like $10, and then there was a picture of a severed arm.
Literally, it's like, enter firstborn here.
Yeah.
Literally, mm-hmm. That's what they want you to do.
For, yeah, a pack.
A deed of your home.
It's so true, but they're
I know. I had to, like, settle because I just couldn't bring myself. I don't think I've ever bought a pack. I can't bring myself to do it. So I got the Chessmen from the Archway. Have you ever had those?
Mm-mm.
The Archway cookies? They're very, very similar. They're not the same. But I always look to see if Kroger's made a knockoff Lorna Doone.
I don't think they do.
But, yeah, they don't. They're on the top shelf, the Lorna Doone.
Because
nobody buys them.
Nobody, but yeah.
Yeah, but
they're so good.
Cookies.
Great.
I just had one. Sarah made them. They're really good.
Oh, thanks.
They're delicious.
They were hit the spot.
Those, but why mess up with something that's, mess with something that's not right?
I can't. Like, I can't do it. So I pay for somebody who does.
Yeah.
And then I just bake.
Some services, you just do that.
I know where the line is.
Yeah.
Baking is the line for me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No, they were very good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, cookies. Man.
Cookies. I hope you make cookies this year for Christmas.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, I just bought this pack in the...
I can't... What was it? The gingerbread?
Fundraiser.
I think it was the gingerbread cookie.
Probably the gingerbread.
That I was like, hey, can I have more? And you said, I don't have any.
They're in high demand.
Then my soul was like, no! I literally ate the entire bag during our team meeting. I remember that because I was sitting right here in this chair and I'm like,
but see, the thing about my baking is that they will not taste, and nothing is ever consistent. That's one thing Dylan hates about me, is like my food is not consistent. Like, I could make those, do two batches in a row, and they're gonna taste slightly different. Isn't that weird?
I think, but that's why I don't bake, and that's why I'm bad at it, for that exact reason. And you have to be precise when you're baking. You can't go rogue like you can cooking. You know, you can do a little more garlic or whatever here and there, and it's not going to
mess things up.
Yeah, throw and derail the entire train.
Yeah.
But baking?
It's science. You have to have it 100%. Precise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although I did just make a killer apple crisp. And we got vanilla ice cream. I mean, it's so good.
I mean, I love crisps.
I know. Apple. We were going to put blueberry in it, but we left that out. But I might do that for Thanksgiving. Mm. Like an apple blueberry crisp.
Oh my gosh, I did all my Thanksgiving shopping today for food. Why? Because there's nothing there.
You're right.
The simplest things you look for, and it's like, no, don't have it. But I did not do a dessert. I did not think about doing a dessert. Because I'm doing all the sides.
Oh, nice. Sides are life.
I think about it. I usually do the cookie, the dirt pudding.
Oh, I love that.
Because it's easy.
My aunt makes that, and it's literally, people go for that before they get their foods, mm-hmm. because it'll be gone. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's funny, the differences between, like, my dad's side of the family and then my side of the family, and they had never had dirt pudding until I brought it.
Aww.
And so now that's how it is. It's like, it's gone.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Literally.
Did you bring, I brought two, actually. Okay, good.
Yep. That, I had requested that when I was younger. My aunt made me my own bowl of it for my birthday. And then for my graduation party, she made like 3 bowls of it. And I'll never forget. I can't find the picture of it, but I'll never forget my grandma. She worked so hard for my graduation party. She did everything. And then at the end of the day, she sat down and we all like found her sitting down with the bowl scraping off the bottom, just eating. And it was the most precious. I wish I had. I can't find the picture anywhere, but it was just like, she's just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's eating out of this bowl. I'm going to eat the rest.
Yep.
And she was. She was just in her little fabric fold-up lawn chairs, you know. She just set it down. Yeah. And she was just, because it's that good.
She's done. Yeah. She's like, I've done my work.
Yeah, my work here is done.
Leave me a piece.
Clean up. You all clean up.
I love that. That's such a good story. It's such a nice memory to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
But, yeah, all for the dirt pudding.
I've done a lot more for less.
That's so funny. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, fundraisers are fun. Until you have to sell something you don't want to sell.
Until you gotta pay.
Yeah, literally. Until you gotta pay. I feel like we've done a couple already, and it's not even the middle of the year. Well, I guess it's I would say the end of the semester is like...
Just about.
Yeah. But I think the yo-yo one was the one I was just like, I can't get on board with this.
No.
Mm-mm. It's just not worth it to me. Mm-mm. But it didn't matter because they met their quota anyways. So.
Oh, see.
So I didn't even feel bad.
Right. That's... I know.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
But I guess that's where we'll probably leave you guys today. Lots to think about in the fundraiser department. Next time you're deciding upon what to do and what to sell, just remember, you can't go wrong with cookie dough.
Cannot go wrong with cookie dough.
Cookies are cookie dough. Mm-hmm. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Sorry we've been MIA. We'll try not to ghost you again. And
please don't swipe right.
Yeah. And we'll check back in soon on Am I Coming in Clear?
Am I?
Okay. Am I?